The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. My name is Paul Hill, and I'm delighted again to be able to speak to CEO Martin Gorston of Oncommune, a leading life sciences firm providing autoantibody profiling services to the drug development industry. So welcome, Martin.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Well, it's great to have you back on the show, particularly as the company's made such great strides over the last 18 months. Maybe we can start there. Can you take us quickly through the sort of like the top level of the trading update, the sort of pipeline conversion and the industry sort of demand dynamics at the moment?
Sure, yeah. So in the trading update, we provided revised revenue guidance for our FY25 of approximately $4 million. This is still nearly three times what we did in FY23 when I took over the business, and about a third on top of last year's number, which is we will be announcing those results about mid-February formally. And what we've seen in the industry in the last quarter, particularly the clinical outsourcing side of pharma, is a slowdown in decision making. And I think some of the larger CROs around us have reported lower than expected results or flat results. So what we have seen in that period in particular is a slowdown in conversion of contracts. So we have something like 11 proposals in our pipeline. And we've really, since we announced three new contracts in October post the fundraise, we have added one more new contract signed to that recently this month. And we have, as I said, 11 in the hopper. And what we are seeing now is big pharma unlocking some of the purse strings, budgets, new budgets coming to the fore in the new year. So I'm hopeful that that will actually unlock some of these longer term prospects that we've got in the hopper. And the other thing to note is that beyond those, we've got some larger opportunities coming through that are going to be follow-ons with existing customers. So contractually, relatively easier to prosecute, and where the budgets are known and there, if you see what I mean. So yeah, the pipeline is growing, the pipeline is still strong, and I foresee that we will be able to continue to grow the business.
Well, what's this, just in terms of the sort of the last 3 months then, what sort of caused that big pharma sort of air pocket in demand from sort of like, I don't know, November to January? What sort of triggered it?
I don't know. I think it's macroeconomic, because it seems to have affected not just us, but other companies in our industry. And it seems to be across a large number of large farmers. So it's not just necessarily the ones we work with. But in two direct instances with us, we had one study that's just been delayed for a readout reason. So they want to get an efficacy readout. So it's delayed to our FY26. So it's not gone away. But we were expecting to start or get that signed off in January. And then another project has just been stopped because the pharma partner concerned is going through a major R&D budget and people overhaul. And this is a common occurrence in our industry. I mean, Novartis went through this for about 18 months. GSK have gone through it. AstraZeneca have gone through it in the last 2 years. So what it does, though, unfortunately, is it leads to paralysis in decision-making, and budgets don't get signed off and projects don't get signed off. So
yeah,
it's a fact of life of working in our industry, unfortunately.
Yeah. That's where you could take us through sort of like what the goal is, a bit more color on the strategic sort of like deals that potentially could get done over the next sort of like 6 to 12 months. It was talked about it. Yeah.
Yes, we have a range of deals in process, from some really interesting reasonable scale pilot studies with new large pharma companies, where they're wanting to road test our technology with the idea of selecting us as a partner of choice. We've gone through that process with two or three other large pharma already successfully, and we've always won. So we're hopeful of winning this one. And that would naturally lead to three or four follow-on projects, we believe, as we understand it. And then there's, we signed, I think you'll remember, at the back end of summer last year, two reasonably large deals with large pharma. And one of those, there's a continuation project from one of those that could be of similar scale that we're hoping to sign up as well. So there's plenty in the hopper. And then I think I alluded to this in the press release. There are some transformational opportunities for the business as well. There's two or three of those that could be really, really exciting. But as with very large opportunities, transformational opportunities, they have their own timeline and they're complex with a lot of moving parts. So it means that they take quite a long time to sort and mature and work through.
Yeah. And in the meantime, you mentioned that when the trading update mentioned that the business was sort of streamlining some of operations, cutting out costs. Can you just take us through a bit of that?
Yeah. So year on year, we've managed to reduce our costs and also notably the cost of our debt by about 15%. If you remember, when we announced the raise late last year, we actually equitized 4 million euros of the debt as well. So there's relatively lower outstanding debt because we've been paying that down since then on a kind of more of a mortgage basis, if you will. So the debt's down to about 1.5 million pounds now. And so proportionate to the rest of the business, it's way, way less than it was. It was at 6 million euros before. So that helps with our overall capital profile. We have about £1 million in the business in our hands at the moment. And we're working hard to make sure that that is used wisely and we control our costs until some of these newer contracts and deals can kick in a bit more. But the other issue with working with Big Pharma is the long payment terms. We're looking at 90 days, 120 days even for some of them. And it's almost unethical because some of the projects can last as long as the payment term. So it's one of those things.
Yeah. And I guess you're looking at sort of like other funding options and are you to sort of like help finance some of that working capital?
Yeah, we're exploring all those sorts of options at the moment with a completely open mind. The board and I are in particular being very active in that space.
Okay, good. And what's your sort of now your break even that you've given you brought your sort of your overheads and your debt payment cost down to about 5 million. If I remember rightly, your gross margin's about 80 or something like that. And therefore, is it about 6 or something? Is it that would be a broad number? I mean, I'm just picking a number out of the air, really.
Yeah, I think 5.5 is perhaps nearer.
Yeah.
And the fixed cost base really helps us up to a certain point when we can really scale. It does help. You know, I think originally we said we might break even this year and this financial year, but I don't think that's going to be feasible. So we will probably post a loss. It won't be as large as it could have been because we controlled for the cost base better. So I think there is the potential for us to be break even or better by end of calendar year this year. And so what that means is that we've just kind of shifted a bit to the left. So we shifted about 6 months to the left, which is largely down to the slowdown in pharma and the lack of conversion of key contracts in that period. But as I said, I think that is improving. That situation is improving now. I think budgets are coming back online and we're seeing better activity in the sector as a whole.
Good. And then I guess when you announce the prelims, the FY24 next month in sort of like the middle of February, you may have a better update, a better sort of color on the current sort of like conversion of that pipeline.
Yes, we'll probably provide or try to provide another interim trading update then if things have moved significantly. And we will, of course, keep the market informed as we sign new contracts, and keep it updated on other activities that we're following.
Brilliant. Okay, well, look forward in touching base in about a month's time then, or 3 or 4 weeks, in fact. So thanks
Yeah.
very much, Martin, and best of
Thank
luck with
you.
those signing the contracts.
Thanks very much. I appreciate that. Good to talk.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.